This is the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast, sponsored by Bemidji State University and Northwest Technical College. The Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast is also sponsored by Visit Bemidji and Grand Haven Campground. Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors covers the lakes, woods, trails, wildlife, and anything else going on outdoors in Paul Bunyan's playground.
Hi, this is Dick Beardsley, Bemidji Area Fishing Guide. I'd like to invite you to come to our beautiful town of Bemidji. We've got over 400 lakes in our area teeming with walleye, pike, muskie, bass, and panfish. We're the gateway to the Chippewa National Forest. We've got miles upon miles of biking and hiking trails. Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox. Fine shops and eateries in downtown Bemidji. Headwaters of the mighty Mississippi at Itasca State Park. Beautiful resorts, hotels, and bed and breakfasts. Visit Bemidji one step further.
Coming up today, we hear from Chris Haley, the head coach of the Bemidji Lumberjack Fishing Team. They've got a fun multi-species event coming up this Sunday. And the Leech Lake Walleye Tournament is back June 4th and 5th. The Leech Lake Area Chamber of Commerce is in charge. And we'll hear from their executive director and now Leech Lake Fishing Tournament Tournament Director, Cindy Wernarka. It's all coming up. But first, if you love the outdoors and are looking for ways to align your education with future employment in the trades, Northwest Technical College in Bemidji is for you. Explore state-of-the-art technical education in six career paths: automotive, building trades, business, health, childcare, and manufacturing technology. All in the heart of Minnesota's Northwoods, surrounded by more than 400 lakes and, of course, limitless forests. The shortest path to your dream job and a good bite is at NTC, Bemidji's Technical College. Learn more today. Visit ntcmn.edu. Well, we are underway with another fishing season, and we are going to be able to have a high school fishing season. High school fishing season. We're talking to the Lumberjack fishing coach, Chris Haley. And Chris, I know you got a couple of things done over the last couple of years, but a lot of headaches. Looks like it's more normal this year.
It definitely is more normal this year than it was for the last 2 years. But not only is it more normal, but it's more exciting. The team is really being successful part of the community and how the community is wanting to step up and be a part of this. And so we're getting, like the Birchmont Bash or the Rutgers Birchmont Bash and Northwoods Bait and Tackle and everything kicked $8,000 back to us. The Knights of Columbus have been supporting us. The great thing about this is now I can actually do what I've originally wanted to do with the team, which is have basically two facets of a team. One that goes out and does the hardcore fishing the high school bass circuit, and then another facet of team members that really don't care about that, but they want to fish. And I want to get them fishing. And so that's what we're working towards this year. I actually have a bunch of prizes that I've bought, about $10,000 worth, that are going to be awarded to kids at three different multi-species events. And the first one is going to be Sunday on Lake Bemidji from 10 to 2.
So it's a multi-species event. By that, what do we mean?
By that, we mean if you're a bass fisherman and want to go fish bass, the top three bass will get prizes. First prize for the biggest one is going to be a rod and reel combo. The second prize is a choice of a rod. Third prize is choice of a reel. Okay. And then I've got all three of those prizes for the top three walleyes and the top three northerns.
Okay. Well, I think that's a really interesting approach to it because I think you're right. I mean, we want to get kids into fishing, and some of them that maybe don't have a lot of experience, this is an opportunity for them to learn. But if they're going out against, you know, elite anglers, they're not going to be interested in that.
No. And you know what? Another really cool thing about this that I'm starting to experience, especially this year, is I'm getting parents that are reaching out to me saying, you know what, my son wants to really be a part of this. And actually, my daughter, we've got a female angler this year. I can hardly wait.
Great.
But, I know. And she's going out and fishing the bass circuit. So, I mean, we're not just talking about multi-species for her either. But anyway, the nice thing about it is I'm getting parents reaching out to me saying, listen, my my student angler wants to fish for this, and I've never done that. And I'm like, just show up Sunday, and I'll give you spots, and I'll show you places on the map. And the important thing is you get out there, you have a wonderful time with your son or daughter, and you catch some fish.
So how do you get into the Lumberjack Fishing Program?
Basically, you know, show up when we start having meetings again in the fall. It's a little late. I'm not going to say it's too late, but I've already ordered jerseys for this year and everything like that, and I can still put an order in for jerseys, but there's no guarantee that they'll have their jersey in time, you know, to actually compete in any of the tournaments this summer. So that's kind of the important thing about trying to get everybody in place, you know, prior to the the school year and everything like that, and then start meeting during the school year and getting everything taken care of. I get a lot of kids now. Because it's going word of mouth through the high school and the middle school, I'm getting a lot of eighth grade kids that are reaching out saying, can I fish this year? And eighth graders, as soon as you graduate from the middle school, you are considered a freshman in high school and you are eligible to fish.
So obviously the season of actual fishing competition, whether it be the local tourneys or the bass tourneys, that kicks in about now and actually runs well into summer, does it not?
Actually runs up to September, I think.
Oh, really? Okay.
The first weekend of September is the state championship.
Okay. I do think it's cool that not only is it, you know, high school age kids, but I do appreciate the fact that maybe even though it's not a state high school league event, a lot of schools, Brainerd is another example, and there are many others, that have supported and at least worked with the people who want to get fishing teams going.
Exactly. And, you know, the nice thing about it is we're not a high school team. I mean, we call ourselves a team, but we are an official club with the high school.
Okay.
And what they're running into right now with the Minnesota State High School League is the fact that it's so expensive for us to do what we do. And in order for them to call us a sport, they would have to agree to let us have sponsored logos on our jerseys, which is a big thing in the high school league right now. That's why you don't see sponsors on football jerseys and basketball jerseys and baseball jerseys. But schools can't afford to pay $35,000 a year for 10 teams to go out and fish either. So we have to raise that money ourselves, and that's one of the avenues that we have of raising that money.
It starts with this first tournament. How many kids do you have involved in the fishing program now?
This year I've got 29 kids.
Okay.
That very first year that we started 4 years ago, it was those eight bass heads that I had. Jacob Slaw was the head of them. And, you know, those eight kids were the ones that really helped me to get this thing going and helped me to learn to walk before start running. And then we got a few more the next year and a few more last year. And now, like I said, we're up to 29 this year. And I checked the roster on the Minnesota Student Angler Tournament Trail for the Leech Lake Tournament coming up in June. Eight of our teams made it on that.
Chris Haley is the head coach of the Bemidji Lumberjack Fishing Team. We got a lot more with Chris later on in the show, but up next we're going to find out about the big Leech Lake Walleye Tournament. It's coming back, and the Chamber's in charge. We'll hear from Cindy Winarka next on Fish and Paul Bunyan Country.
When planning your trip up north, plan to park your RV or camper at the spacious Grand Haven RV Campground in Bemidji. You'll be in the perfect area to ride ATV, fish, hunt, and hike. With free parking for your boats and trailers and located just off Highway 2 west of Bemidji, Grand Haven Campground is the center point for your next Northland adventure. Fish hundreds of surrounding lakes and cruising the miles and miles of the ATV trails northern Minnesota has to offer. Visit GrandHavenCampground.com and book your stay today.
We're getting into tournament time, and one of the first big ones in Paul Bunyan Country is coming up June 4th and 5th, the two-day Leech Lake Walleye Tournament. We have the Executive Director of the Leech Lake Area Chamber of Commerce, Cindy Winarka, joining me, who is now a Tournament Director. So this is kind of a new thing for you.
This is a new thing. The Leech Lake Chamber is happy to be bringing the Leech Lake Walleye Tournament back on the water again this year.
Yeah, we had it in 2019, and the two... We call them the two COVID years. There was no Leech Lake tournament, but now it's back, and you guys have taken the reins, so to speak.
Yes, we have. It was the organization that did it before just couldn't get enough volunteers that could help them out. So we had a committee that kind of jumped on board and said they really wanted to see the tournament back up and running again. So we took it under our umbrella for 2022 and excited to be bringing 155 teams into Walker and on Leech Lake for that weekend.
So you got it sold out pretty quick?
Yes. The majority of the people who fished it in 2019 and who had registered for 2020 just stayed right on and kind of rode through the rough parts of all the COVID. And most of them stayed on and will be fishing the tournament. Of course, we had a few changes. Some, you know, had graduations for kids and grandkids, so we had a few people that dropped out. But, yes, we have a full slate of 155 teams.
Now, my presumption is you took the existing template, the existing rules, and just continued with that?
No, we have lots of big changes for this year. This year it is a catch photo release tournament.
Okay.
So we won't be coming into Walker City Park with weigh-ins. We will still be doing the send-off. We'll be doing boat check-ins at 5 a.m. and then the big send-off with the national anthem will be at 7 a.m. each morning.
Okay. And then what happens when the end of the day comes? Is there any meeting they have to go to afterwards, or do we just wait until the next day?
Right. On Saturday, it'll just be everybody will check in and we'll make sure that all of our boats are off safe and sound. And then Sunday, once they come in, then we will be quick looking at all of the results and double check everything, and we'll be awarding the prizes that day after the final boats are in.
So the catch photo release thing is a new thing, but it's certainly something that the DNR and other outdoor organizations are very much in favor of. But it is a learning curve on how to make those work, both for the anglers and for the people running tournaments.
It is, and we took the time to make phone calls to each one of our teams just to touch base with them and let them know. And out of the 155 teams, I think really we only had three teams that weren't very happy with the change. Everybody else said, you know, it's where tournaments need to go. It was the right thing to do, so we were happy with that. And we've sent emails out and letters that we'll be using Fish Donkey, and they can go on there, start practicing now, and we've really highly suggested that everybody does that. And then on our end, we are also in there and can kind of start practicing and how we look at everything and make sure that we've got all those rules memorized, so we're checking the right boxes, we're checking each one of those fish.
Well, I would guess that at this stage of the tournament world, most serious tournament anglers already have Fish Donkey on their phones.
That's what we were hearing.
Yeah, because many other tournaments have used it, and so it's just a matter of learning how to take the picture the right way, register it, and you're in the app, and other than that, it's pretty easy.
Yes, that's what we set up, like a test one that we could all try out, and it was very easy to, you know, take the pictures, get them, they almost instantly download. You can take a look at it. If you don't like it, you can redo that one, and lots of great opportunities to have a good and well-run fishing tournament through that app.
But you won't be able to have the big weigh-in at the end of the day each day, but you will have a ceremony of sorts at the end of the tournament.
We will. We'll have an MC who's going to be there, and he'll be interviewing the different teams as they come off the water, and we'll have a big screen TV that will be kind of playing the leaderboard throughout the day. We'll probably shut that off the last couple hours just so that it's a little bit more exciting for when we announce the winners, that everybody doesn't just see who's automatically up there and on there. But yes, there will be a leaderboard down in the park, and yep, we'll be doing, you know, some interviews and having some fun with the teams as they come off the water.
So what's the big prize? What are you giving away this year?
So first place is $15,345.
It's pretty good.
So what we do is that what every team pays $425 in, we pay out 75% of that back into the teams. So we pay back $46,500 total. And then we've had a few sponsors who have just tossed some fun prizes in there that we're going to be randomly picking the different places. That'll get just a little, couple guys gave us $100 gift certificates, and so there'll be some other fun things. But down to 20th place gets paid out. So lots of great prizes that'll be going out that afternoon.
Okay, and again, it's sold out, so nobody can get in this tournament this year. And obviously, many of them will come back next year, most likely. So if somebody wants to fish this tournament in the future, do they have a waiting list they can get on?
Yes, we do. And actually, we don't have very many people on our waiting list. So if they still want to give us a call or go on the Leech Lake Walleye Tournament website, you can get the registration form and send it in, and we'll get you on that waiting list, because there's always that chance that last minute something changes and a team or two is not able to show up. So we love having a few people on that waiting list.
Well, Cindy, like I say, they're all registered now, but there might be several of them listening to the show. Any reminders they need?
Well, I'm just hoping that everybody will come and have a great time and enjoy the lake. And I think the one question we're getting a lot is, we did make the rule that the judge is the ruler that every team will be using. So just make sure that you remember to have one of those in your boat when you arrive.
Okay, and don't miss the rules meeting either.
No, please do not miss the rules meeting, because that ends up your team would be disqualified.
Is there any slot limits? I mean, being that it's, you know, catch and release, or are you just going for the five biggest fish you can possibly get?
So we are doing it a little different than I think a lot of tournaments do, because we have a lot of, like, grandpas and grandchildren or dads and sons or daughters who fish this tournament. So we want to keep it a little bit more open for everybody to be able to win. So we have one over 20 inches and five under 20 inches.
Okay. And that's each day?
And that is each day. And you actually can put two over 20 in the app. And then we will go in, and then we will just choose the largest one by the end of the day and put that one in as your large over 20.
Oh, okay.
So it gives you a little bit of a chance there to not just catch one in the morning and be done with your big fish.
Well, that's a nice option.
Yeah, yep. It opens it up a little bit.
Technology makes things easier sometimes.
That's true. As long as everything is working, technology is wonderful.
Again, from the average person who's listening to this that's not in the tournament, that might want to come down and check out the final weigh-in, or weigh-in, so to speak, what time will that get going on Sunday?
It will be, the boats will start coming in at 3 o'clock, so we're hoping that just shortly after 4 o'clock we'll be having the announcements as to who the winners are.
All right. Anything else we should know, Cindy?
No, we're just so happy to see sunshine and warmth out here and no ice on the lake.
That is kind of nice. Yes, absolutely. Cindy Winarka is the executive director of the Leech Lake Area Chamber of Commerce. They are taking over the Leech Lake Walleye Tournament. So she's now wearing a tournament director hat as well. Again, it's June 4th and 5th, Saturday and Sunday. All the festivities that'll happen Sunday are at Walker City Park. Cindy, thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you very much for giving us a call.
When we return, more on the Bemidji High School fishing team with their coach, Chris Haley.
This is Dick Beardsley, and this is Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors.
This is the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors podcast, sponsored in part by Bemidji State University. You can pursue your passions with a world-class education in the heart of Minnesota's Northwoods. The drive to acquire deeper knowledge and develop greater wisdom is already in your nature. So join us on the shores of Lake Bemidji. Minnesota's premier Northwoods University can help you make the world a better place than you found it. Learn more at bemidjistate.edu and schedule a tour today. bemidjistate.edu. Checking back in with Chris Haley. He is the coach of the Lumberjack fishing team. And Chris, one of the things about the high school fishing program, they need what you call a boat captain, right?
Yes, they do. When they're going to fish the bass tournaments out, you know, across the state, they have to have an adult boat captain. And so, because the students are not allowed to run the big motor for liability reasons,
mm-hmm.
but they do let them run the trolling motor and everything. So they need an adult boat captain just to drive the big motor and get them from A to B, and then they can take over from there.
I'm certain you probably have some parents that do that, but are you in need of boat captains?
We can always need some boat captains. In fact, you know, especially for these local events, because these are kids that aren't out on the bass circuit, so obviously their parents don't have boats. So they need a boat, and they need a captain just to fish these multi-species events. And so, you know, if anybody wants to help me out, you know, they can reach out to us, send a message through our Facebook page. We've got the Lumberjack Fishing Team Facebook page. And I'll get with you, and I mean, we'd love to have you come help out if we have a need for the multi-species events locally so that no kid has to stay behind.
And when did you say the first bass tournament is going to be?
Well, the first bass tournament's already happened on Minnetonka, but now the next one that we are interested in going to and that we've got 8 teams signed up for is the Leech Lake tournament, and I want to say that's like the 26th of June or something. It's like that last Sunday of June.
Okay. But how many of those are there around the state of Minnesota?
They have 4 qualifiers, and what the qualifiers do is they take the top 10% of all of the results for each of the 4 tournaments, and those anglers qualify for the Tournament of Champions. And that usually runs between 75 and 90 boats a year, because you'll get kids that'll qualify for the Tournament of Champions in 2, maybe even 3 events. So it just gets bumped down, you know, further past that. But everybody, when they're fishing these qualifiers, they're fishing to get into that Tournament of Champions.
Okay.
And then the Tournament of Champions, they're fishing for scholarships. We have Kobe Keenan from Grand Rapids won it a couple years ago, and $10,000 scholarship, came to BSU, got his degree, and now he's out working in the industry. So,
wow.
I mean, there's opportunities out there. And then the state championship, I actually choose the teams that go to that. And how I do that then, like the kids that qualify for the Tournament of Champions, they pretty much made their show. So if I've got like hard-charging anglers that just weren't quite lucky enough to get into the Tournament of Champions, I'm going to send them to the state championship over the other guys, because I want everybody to have that experience.
Okay, yeah, it's a great, great program. I've just been really impressed, number one, to see how it's exploded around the state of Minnesota, and certainly in our town and towns around here. And two, I just think it's just a great thing for kids to get involved, and we always know that fishing is a great thing for kids, and I've always seen. I've been a take a kid fishing a number of years, and you know, kids who've never fished, they get into it. It's like it's kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of in your blood as a human being. The fishing is kind of a natural thing for humans, and so it's just giving them an opportunity.
Right. And, you know, I mentioned Jacob Slough earlier. I give him all the credit for being the student that really was there for me and helped me get this going. He's just as responsible for getting this team going as I am. And the cool thing about it is now he's fishing at BSU, and he's working his ranks up the officer ranks there, and eventually he'll probably be the president of the university team. So now we're trying to coordinate events between both so that we can have high school anglers and college anglers either fishing together in an event or working in community events, so that the people see the high school kids with their jerseys and then they start seeing some of the college kids with their jerseys. And I just think it's really good community support and image for both teams now.
It is. It's great. It's a great thing, and I sure enjoyed it when the college national championship was here, and I just think it's exciting to see it get down to that next level, and I think it's obviously really, really, really important for the future of the sport we all love so much.
Right, and, you know, I'm kind of hoping, I've been kind of pitching it to the people, but we couldn't have a full-blown qualifier tournament on the Bemidji chain like the Bassmaster did, but we could definitely host probably the Tournament of Champions if there's only 70 boats. And so I just threw that out there, and I said, hey, guys, you know, think about us. It's a diverse fishery. I mean, you've got all kinds of areas to go to, so give us a thought.
All right. Anything else, Chris?
No, right now, like I said, it's a wonderful time, and getting these kids out and seeing the smiles on their faces. And if anybody wants to be a part of it, you know, don't hesitate to reach out. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, I was just going to ask once again, whether it's a boat captain, whether it's volunteering for something, whether it's making a donation, get a hold of you.
Exactly.
You got a bunch of kids that are going to pop in next week. We're going to talk to some of the anglers next week. I'm looking forward to that.
I'm trying to put that together, yes.
In the meantime, good luck in the tournament this weekend. Hope the weather holds out for you, and kids have a blast.
All righty. Thanks, Kev. You have a wonderful weekend.
That's it for today. I'm Kev Jackson. Always like to remind you to subscribe to the podcast so you can listen to these shows at your leisure. And oftentimes what you hear on the radio side is not the entire interview. You get a lot of bonus stuff on the podcast. Just go to Podcast One or the Pod MN app, where you can get access to thousands of other Minnesota-based podcasts as well. Or just go to KBUNSportsRadio.com or KB101FM.com and click on podcasts. I'm Kev Jackson. Thanks for joining me.
Fishing for Bunyan Country.